This morning I'm turning to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6, and I'll read to you verse 19 to 21. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. This morning, this is a passage we are thinking about, and our subject to think through is set your heart aright. Set your heart aright. In that way, Matthew said, "Fire, I can't wait." I just said, "Ma, I'm firing." Yes, I did a sumbo and fast. We are say, "In see, no my sumbo, my own." We are see, no mum. If you say we are see, no, a prayer, any a sayer, any refer to me, I be far. The moment fa ya dear here ya fan to stroke. Na a hot dear a say any proye any reform to me and fa. No said dear what dear soon, baby what dear soon bowano, one of whom I'm so a woman. We and somebody speaks so kind. These are the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. And yeah, dream home and I'll pay ye a boot age as you say. For a whom I to dear a ye and I said be a ye for a whom I to be a ye set your heart right, aright. And these are the words of Lord Jesus Christ to us. And in these words, he directs us about setting our desires aright. In some way, or the trying to make corner and I say, in your mind, you pay, or you pay, say, and here, you pay, and we are coming, you know. I'll say, yeah, dear, come on, I turn your mind, and here, so far. We should set the heart aright. And in doing so, we ought to place them on the most important things. And he tells us about spiritual things, things that are heavenly, things that befit creatures of immortal souls. Now, also, young people come on to know more, and you know, I say, or Pastor say, young people, Japadia, and I say, you know, some bono, young people, or strike him, and if you say, Honor, and you know, oh, no, and say, Emperor, ancient monk. Now, I know that idea, you're really too swa. And no, eh, no, ma, ebema, yen, ebema, yutumina, asumje, and as evina, a hotoswap. Now, I don't know if I just say, yen, akuma, no, yen fanto, dear baby, here. Sorry. And say, yen fanto, baby, here, they'll say a little in your ma, a hunya so far, and only in your ma, a fa, a crown, and your stro, and your ma. As I'm your man, a year, dear, Nipa, to see a near a crash as if you say Nipa, a crash as if for a honor, say a shoe, as soon as everything a dachi, any jay, you say a honor, a nija, ain't your moon. So he tells us to place a heart right and on spiritual things where there is such a eternal happiness and where we can draw eternal happiness from and have a sure hope that it will never be taken away. And he tells us that the things of earth, the treasures, the things that are very valuable on earth are not worth as compared to the things which are in heaven, the things of spiritual nature. And indeed, the Lord Jesus Christ came to this world to show us the way and how we can obtain heavenly things, how we can obtain spiritual things for ourselves. Yes, Christ, Oba, we are seeing, you know, Oba, I say, I'm and that's a message which means a strong, a human, nyoma, which means a my home. And we know that when he came to this world, he came to do a work. And from that work, whoever believes in him, he forgives the person and gives eternal life. And whoever comes to him in his sin and believes in him, the Lord Jesus Christ gives such a person a life which is beyond this world. And indeed, there's no other who can forgive us of our sins, who can deal with our sins, except Jesus Christ. He alone is the physician of souls. No, I mean, when we are sick and we go to the doctor or the hospital, they give us medications for our body. But matters concern our souls, our sinfulness, no doctor on earth can give us remedy for that. No medicine can bring us cure. But the Lord Jesus Christ came to be the healer of our souls. And through this, He also shows us how we can gain the blessings of eternity, the blessings of heaven, the blessings to befit immortal beings such as us. And I'm sure we know that, each one of us know that we are not just mere bodies. We are bodies and souls. And the most important part of us are souls. So the thing that concerns our souls should be the most important thing for us. Okay. So the words of the Lord Jesus Christ to lift up our minds and to let us realize that there are things which are so much important for us, which we cannot find them on earth. And those things are in connection to our souls. Yes, we suppose who said, and you may know why we hear my power. Ah, you know what that is. So that's how you mind who hear my crap. So, but see, a pity I've been fear. We are seeing when we are seeing your mind, we are being sad. Your mind. So that is the purpose of this. We will go through and try to get further understanding. And as we know, this passage, the Lord Jesus Christ speaks about two treasures. Passage here, okay, it's Christ or car, and your mommy will be here. And I said, Father said, and your mommy soon, you'll be no soon. And before we move on, we say, what are treasures? And then your mommy soon, and I said, your mommy, who said, a sweet near Nipa, epic. Treasures, as we know, they are valuable things stored or accumulated as a security for the comfort of life. And your mommy, we accumulate treasures. Treasures are things we store because they are valuable to us. I'm sure in Ghana nobody will store stones. We said, Ghana, we've been over a castle for 5 years stones to build, but nobody will put up, will gather and store up stones or sand. No, nobody, because we find them all over. So, we said, stones or sands are not treasures, though they are valuable somehow, but they are not things of so much importance to us. And they say, a young man assumes your book, And I say, oh, go grab no, Emma. You need to so say, oh, in fact, And the words of Lord Jesus Christ in these verses, what he did here is to distinguish between treasures of this temporal world and that of heaven. Yes, Christ will need some idea. Oh, yeah, he said, oh, my Jesus, and so when you walk, and you must somewhere if you are still moon as I see so. And then a stroke, and your mother has some book or stroke. So he distinguished between these two treasures for us. And then, he didn't just distinguish it for us, he directed all that we should aim at the treasures of in heaven. When church, you look at and say, so, well, heaven, So he didn't just tell us the difference. He commanded, or he asked us to seek for those things which are in heaven. And as I said, why did the Lord Jesus Christ came to this world? For this purpose. Because he knows that we, as sinners as we are, born in this world, and the Bible says we are empty. Like, if we are sin, if we are sin, actually, every moment. We are of this world, and as he told Nicodemus, he that is born of the flesh is flesh, he that is born of the spirit is spirit, so that until we are born by the spirit, all our thinking is of the earth. The most valuable things are the things of the earth. Yes, Christo. All kinds are a show, no more, a song, one yasa, no more song. No, because a yen divide, hey, a who yam I saw say, the reserve. Ya, we are very asking more. Ya, one, no, and we are serving people away to you. Some of the people catching with them was there. Ah, why I want more who never move, never know what's here. Oh, why I want more who soon, or what's here. And he said, the way we are seeing who say nothing, if we are serving a share too, if we are seeing who never share too, and a year was what? Yes, Christo, kind of better now, I try and say, or see a DIB few years in the month. So he said, although the better me actually, I quite bet you a few years in your mind, I dare be assuming, and they are home after a stroke and humor. So only he can direct us, our mind, he can direct us, and that we can have the way to get out of these things on the earth, which are worthless in comparison to the things of heaven. He only can help us, because until us, he told Nicodemus, we are born again into the Spirit has given us birth, we cannot, we all our thinking and all our mind everything is about the earth. So you see, only he can direct us. So as he directed us, let us also listen. So the first thing we are thinking of here is that why earthly things or earthly treasures must not be the things we place our hopes in. Why earthly treasures must not be the things we place our hopes in. At the end of the day, we are seeing your mind as someone and such a day, yet as I know in your mind, dear Ray Shimon. Why? Verse 19, he tells us, lay not up for yourself treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, where thieves break through and steal. Well, the first thing that we say is that Jesus Christ is not saying that we should not own earthly things. Because some people will say that, oh, by this we don't have to own anything, we don't have to acquire anything. No, he's not saying that. But see, they also said, the guy being who are used to this, and he said, on fine, just say, me and Yashi was at this. May I see that in my Yabibia, the Abinetan or my Chick, but you can say, oh, send there, and if you ask your major, the Abinia, he's not talking about that. But what he's speaking about is that he speaks again the desire to accumulate worldly things as if they are the purpose of life. You see? The also, or Cassettia, sir, a pen that would be powerful when you said, the Minya, we are seeing your man as a Mabra. He said, we are seeing the way you are so infrastructure, but you mean we are seeing your way. And then the Bible calls the worldly mindedness. If we are serving, sir, may Mabra we are saying, no, as a Mitty, we are saying, many we are seeing your man, my first many we are seeing your Mabra. And I'm sure that's what people think. When people die and they are old and maybe they have their children well to do, you know who they say, oh, yes, he has really lived a life well lived. For Abobra, that's what they say. But that's not in the eyes of God, that's not what it is to live a well and live a life that is well lived. In the eyes of God, things of this earth doesn't matter when we come to appear before him. A real similar brave one in your way in Embemukra. Sir, and the first of the day, the three of the boy home one day, Yashia, who no one saw a studio, a show of money as your work, a bemo. And then you're winning, but you're putting up 21 times your man, and yet, and on that, yet, come once and grass. We are similar. No, the purpose of life is not accumulating worldly things. Well, sometimes for applause of people, sometimes to lift up our shoulders. No, that's not the purpose of life. Sir. If any of you are simply on my now, and I'm going to say my and if you're yes, no, that's not the purpose of life, you see. But that is the ideas of the world. That's the idea of accumulate wealth. And you are somebody, you have authority, you can do what you can, you can do what you please, and you can go where you want to go. No. That is not the purpose of life. God did not make us to come to this world for that purpose. It is men who have defined their means, that purpose for life, that the purpose of life is to make wealth. It's never true. We are not here to make wealth. How many years have we got to live in this world? How many years have you got to live in this world? The purpose of life is not there. And another thing he speaks against also is the covetous attitude. The Bible says, when people have this covetous attitude, it's like they desire things not for satisfaction of their need. But
to pamper themselves.
Say, a castle of you was a beautiful pen on a woman. And you're my open, and you're so open, I'm so big, yeah, dear pa, wa bravo, I don't want it, na bravo, David. Then, woman, or pen not all day, I want one, and that's what they, I said. I forgot that there was the tree that they to chew. That's it. Or ever, I said, the 2 minutes there, like I said, I said, we asked him, you know, how did they? That's the purpose. You see? So it is in the heart, when it, this actually comes to the heart, the all that the person thinks of, the things of the world, how to get them and enjoy. How to get them and enjoy. No! Lord Jesus Christ said, lay not up these things. Yourself. The thing that you think that you want to lay them up and enjoy them, no. We need the things of this world only for us to live and to ask, as Paul told the people, as I said, that so that if happily they will find God. You see, so that while we live here as sinners, we will think of the Creator who has brought us here, to whom our life is against. We are living in sin against His will. And so that through that we see our ungratefulness, we see our shame, and turn to Him and ask for Him to forgive us. And turn to Him so that He can reconcile with us. So that when this world passes over, He will not be our enemy. You see? And then people think otherwise. And that is what He's speaking against. So that they get the things of this world, and then that is it. No. You know, the desire for worldly things in this kind of accumulating them so that it makes us feel better and happy, it displaces the heart. You see, it rather change the course of the heart. You know that sunflower, the plant sunflower, it goes that by the direction of the sun. And for us, if we are sound spiritually, our heart and mind should go in the direction of God. You see, uprightness. Righteousness. You know, we are told that when Adam was made, he was good. That also. His heart and God, I mean, everything that he thinks or desires, God first. But when sin came in, and we came from him, all of us, our desires, no, it's not like the sunflower again. When the sun is going like this, we are like this. When God is here, our heart is somewhere. We don't desire the things again. So, you know, when we give ourselves the things to accumulate the things of this world, it takes the heart more far from God. The more we desire the things of the world and we pursue them just to pamper ourselves and to make it our hope and security, we leave God. But God should be the hope and the spirit of faith. Who keeps our souls alive? The psalm we read, I think there's some sisters, they say that God who keeps our souls alive. And yet, we are deceived to think that we have to place our confidence in things. No. Because if we do so, it has eternal consequence. So yes, I know a word that changes your answer, because the heart must be set at right. The heart has to be set at the right place. But if we misplace the heart by chasing after these things for our satisfaction, chasing after things of the world for our well-being and our comfort and true happiness, we are rather going astray. In Luke chapter 12, verse 15, Lord Jesus Christ warned, you know, there were two people, there was a young man who came to say, oh, Master, tell my brother so that he will share the inheritance with me. I think the brother has taken the inheritance. Well, he has said something, but look at what he told him. Take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisted not in the abundance of the things which he possessed. Okay, just want to show you a name. I do present me pampa and general mouth or also. You see? The Lord Jesus Christ is ever warning against this attitude. And sadly, I always repeat myself, the common gospel you hear around is that one. Jesus Christ came so that we shall have the things of the world and we become the head of the tail. It's a lie. Jesus Christ is he rather warns us against accumulation of wealth in this world. He doesn't say we should not work and get things to live, to amass things of this world so that we become, so quote unquote, the rich people of the world. Fine, he can, by our work, God can help us become rich. We don't desire them, but then by our work, it came out, and that if we are Christians, we would definitely use for his glory. But to place my heart that I must get the world. I must get this and this. I've set this goal before me. So, I must get this, I must get. No! That is dangerous. The creed. Jesus Christ did not come and save us for that. So that, as they will say, your territory, you enlarge your territory. No, we don't enlarge. Only territory, the creed, I mean, we ought to enlarge our souls. How can you enlarge the soul by the things of the world? It's our soul that ought to be enlarged by the things of God. By sin, our souls is now what? It's like it has become a dwarf. It cannot lift up itself to seek God and be happy in God. It is dwarfed by our sinfulness. And that is where we ought to be enlarged. You see? If we are seeking enlargement, it should be our soul. So my heart and mind will be so much full with God that nothing can compete with God in my heart and mind. It is not for Him that nothing can compete. You see? That is where we seek enlargement. Well, He moves on, say that the things, the treasures of the earth, where moth and rust are corrupt. So He said that why we should not seek for the things of the earth, that there is danger around it. There's instability around them. There is what? Disappointment around them. I don't know, so many of you, we are saying, we are fire red, Akuma, and so we are saying about the earth. And I say, we are saying, no more song also. If you say, a howl, now say, a honor, moth, an insect, if you can get it here, or more, I don't question to man in Tadimon almost seven. There's moth, there's rat, which were corruption. So the moth, so then there's the moth destroyed, the moth will destroy it, and as I said, moth, that's more insect that destroy clothes and dresses when they find their way into the wardrobes, whatever. In the olden days, why he used it? Well, the olden days, the time of the Lord Jesus Christ, clothes and garments were one of the valuable things. It was difficult to come by. So the rich people have accumulated. I mean, the more they have, the more they are wealthy. And it was something that was, wealth. I mean, but do they know clothes are not, a matter of, wealth again. So the moth could destroy this store of what clothes, as the professor is saying. And when we accumulate it, it will destroy it. And also rust. The rust also means anything that eats into something. Here the rust is not the rust metal. That was a picture, but anything that eats into something. So anything that will consume one's property. Anything that will destroy the property of someone, which we have placed down and which we have accumulated anything. And I think in our modern time, we can even think of investments that we couldn't get what we expect from them and other things. Yeah, anything that eats away one's property or treasure. Okay, so he said that wrath. Moth and rust are corrupt. They corrupt these things. There are also thieves break through and steal. And we know thieves often target money, precious jewels, and other sellable items. And think that they can sell and make money. And so the things of this earth are liable to these things. Corruption, decay, and also thieves. People robbing us of our things. And we may even acquire things as genuinely, even the things that if we have not even, like the covetous person, it may be stolen from us. See, so here it speaks to us about generally the things of this earth are subject to this thing. I'm sure some of us, we have heard, I think last month also, there was a robbery incident in the museum in Paris, where they went to steal some valuable items from the museum. And they are chasing those who have gone for it. The owners will be worried by another also. It could be, I think it's like old artifact that will be very precious and expensive. But they've stolen it away. You see? And that is what the Lord Jesus Christ is saying here. Thieves can break through. And even look at the security at the museum. And I'm sure they have a proper security. But they went there. I think the thieves went there. I think they operated for only 8 minutes. And they were able to steal all that they have to. See how unstable the things of the earth are? Even if it is with the strong security. They went there as like construction workers, and if within 8 minutes they've stolen the things, they were gone. Yeah, yes, Mr. Hawk, and who said, if you ask me, I'm an employer, I say, in a comfortable house near the area. I'm going to just say in France, Paris, I'm going to miss you, I'm going to be a homebra, and you're my son. You see, you follow who we are, I did your son. There's only 8 minutes on the call. After 8 minutes, nobody will be on the call. And I'm because I'm in the house, maybe I'm one year, I did a course for you, but then I'm going to be here for it. And I try, yes, we still come and say, we are sending your mind. And yet, no more, I said, yeah, then. See, it will be an interview, and you know what I said, yeah, it's just said, I did a shamble, and then I bring you here. So, treasures upon earth, where moths and rats are corrupt, where thieves break through and steal. He's telling us, everything is liable to decay and loss. And who is a wise person who stores these things and put his hopes in them? You see? When you say, or you have your way, go on another reaction. No! I'm talking about a wise person in the eyes of God. In this world, people are wise in their own mind, in their own country, but I'm talking about a wise person in a relationship with God. Who is so wise in these things that who knows that he's he has immortal soul? Who has eternity waiting for him or her to go and account for his life on earth, to go and give and go and stand before God and really take that reward or punishment for how his life was lived on earth? Who put his hope of comfort on this thing? Nobody. Obi and Uwa, when you're listening, about all your meaning, or then the revelations are your own. Nipa, that's what you're going to put in him now, or who are probably going to put in that. Ah, we hear that thing of the swab, and we cry to the Yemen. So, there, and no more we are, if it's where we are now, I'm sure we have seen people who have got losses and they died through that. I'm sure we have seen. Maybe, the properties were burnt up, were destroyed by something. And, I heard stories of years ago, there were a lot of markets being set on fire, Ghanaian and all that. And I heard some of the traders. May have been passed out because they were shocked with the fact that they were not expecting that there could be, the fire can destroy their property. And that is the thing, that's the warning of Jesus Christ here. These things are not things you should put your hopes in them. And even in this life, they give us disappointment and shocks. The things in itself. And beyond that, enjoyment of earthly things are not continuous. That also, even if we have life and we live, who have assured us that we can enjoy the things we have accumulated? Health problems can make us lose every pleasure we have in the things we have. Health problems can bring us to a point that we cannot enjoy the things that we have. Yeah? And when so at death, we leave them all behind. That also. We are saying, "Yare betwa manyoma yenyano yenye ni jebiawo." And ewo, mama yechasa manyoma ni nyansu wechi. So you see, what the Lord is saying is very, very important. In 1 Timothy 6 verse 7, we are told, "For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain that we can carry nothing out of this world." I see, I'm fighting with my baby as you, and the Christ says, "Yekwa, info bibiango." Yes, each one of us, I'm sure we have witnessed. Quote unquote, great men being taken to the cemetery. What did they ask to them? I think they said to some of the chiefs and the kings and the years ago when they have been divided with gold and other things. But you know the dangerous situation. Yes, those who dig a great diggers, when they go there, they find the gold there and they steal them away. We are told to bury them with the gold. When we come to die, we take nothing with us, you see. When we come to die, nothing goes with us. You see, we go alone. And why then do we so much think of having the world? You see, when we come to the basket, you be who are your factory for. I'm saying, they steal them away. The gold, he cannot take them away. He cannot. Nobody takes anything away. So that it's not caught. You know, the mindset
we ought to have about the things of this world. It should be like a handbag, you see. What do we use handbag for? It's just helping us to carry our things around. We are important than a handbag, you see. But you know what people do? They make the things of this world important than what people in their life. I mean, to hear people say, I think those who even try to go to Europe through the desert, some of them say, well, if I go and die on the way, it's better than to live here. Well, they have nothing. But if I'm able to go through and I'll get greener pastures. That means his or her life is so important than the money he or she is going to get there. And many people have that. They don't say with their mouth, but how they chase after things of the world. And they don't care about their soul. That's what they are saying. No. What I want is to have this world good, but then I don't care what happened to me in eternity. It's a fatal, life policy. It's a fatal life decision to make. So you see, this is very clear to us that many are indeed wasting their energies who live only to accumulate things of the earth. And that they hope that in the future you'll have happiness. No, it's a waste of energy. The strength you put in them, your enjoyment again in this life, it doesn't even match at all. Doesn't even match. How many years have we got to live? How many years? Even if we are not dead yet, and the years we got to live, how strong is our health? How many years will our health be to even enjoy them? No, we don't have. And it is wise that we think of what the Lord Jesus Christ is saying, that we should not put our hopes in these things of this life, and that it becomes our purpose of life, so that we all our lives just accumulate them for ourselves. No, we may, as I said, things of this life should be like our handbag. It should help us to carry on with life. It should serve us. We should not serve it. You see, if we serve it, then our heart goes after it. God made, in the Genesis account, God made the things of this world to serve us. But because of sin, man is rather like serving the things of this world so that he can have more. We think of the second part of the words of the dear Savior, and that one, we think of why heavenly things or heavenly treasures must be the things we ought to place our hopes in. At the end, in our throw, why do we have to do that? But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, where thieves do not break through nor steal. So here Jesus instructs us to be concerned for and seek after heavenly treasures. See, he's telling us to seek after. He came to this world, he came to see the condition of man, you see. He saw that all that men were seeking after is for these things. You see, men were seeking for the things of this life. Even the Pharisees, the religious leaders he came to meet in Israel, though they were religious leaders, their mind is to seek for the things of earth. You see, that's why the priest, the chief priest, they never liked Jesus Christ. You see. Even for us, if only that priest has so poor, no more yet, is a very poor. No more yes, what we said. Oh, no, if we ask no one, I know more. This is the thing that we should not. We should not. We should. And what are the treasures of heaven? The treasures of heaven are the glory of the world to come. And you never that you ask never, but you never know. Of perfect righteousness, eternal life, peace, and joy. Perfect peace, perfect joy, perfect life, immortal life without suffering and pain, immortal life without any distractions, a life that is upright before God. These are the things which are in heaven for us. These are the things that we need. And these are the things the Lord Jesus Christ lift up our minds and hearts and say, look on these things. See? Seek in the same Matthew chapter 6, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Look, seek for these things. And you know, in that verse, I think I can read it to you. Let all these things shall be added unto you. Verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. He called the things of earth all these things. See, like the last question I gave, the things of this earth should be like a handbag. They are just accompaniment. They should rather like an extra thing that we should seek after. All these things. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And other things. Call them all these things. You see? You know how the Lord Jesus Christ, he came to live as a poor person in this world? To show us example. That even if we don't have the things of this world, we can know God, serve him, and he'll become our God and have eternity. He lived a poor life to show us how we, or even if we have the things of this world, we should not put our hopes in them. You see? He owned the whole world, but he told one of the disciples, he told one man who said, I want to come and follow you. He said, the Son of Man, he said, the birds have nests to sleep in, and I mentioned one of them, but they have holes to the rodent have claws to holes to sleep in. The Son of Man has nothing. It doesn't mean that he doesn't have a place to stay. He's the person that think of eternal life. Think of the kingdom of heaven. Think of righteousness. If you are willing to think of this, come and follow me. You see? But then, if it is about the things of this world, don't come and follow me. You see? That's what he's saying. Because those things which he tells us of are very important for us. You know, in this world, there's always a cry for peace. Then also, there's a cry for happiness. And world peace, whatever peace. But have we ever achieved peace? No. Have we ever achieved happiness? No. The world is getting more trouble than every day. Every time we say, oh, some years ago, things were okay. But now, our parents said it, we are saying it. Our children will come and say, oh, things were better. No. There's no peace in this world. See? But then, we are creatures who need peace. There's no happiness. There's happiness in this world. We are creatures who need happiness. You see? And people are seeking them in things of this world. But who has found peace and happiness in this world? Nobody. Even those who think that they are enjoying the world, you know their troubles, and the thing that comes after them, for whatever they think they are enjoying the world for. So he says, he tells us, we should seek for these things in heaven. He said, because there were, neither moth nor rust nor corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal, the treasures of heaven can never be corrupted, decayed, or stolen. Nobody can steal the blessings that we can have from heaven. Nobody can steal if we have been, the righteousness of Christ has been imputed to us. If Christ, the peace of Christ in our heart, the world cannot steal it, and we cannot steal it. The joy of the Holy Spirit, the world cannot steal it. Oh, the hope of eternal life, the world cannot shake it upside down. It is fixed as the heaven itself. It is sure because God himself, who gives us these things, doesn't change. The blessings of our salvation, to know the Lord Jesus Christ and him as our Savior, and to be brought into that, the children of God, to be adopted to God's family, and to be given the assurance of our salvation, the indwelling of the Spirit, and that comfort that comes to the soul, nothing in this world can steal it away. You see, let all the world shakes and everything turn upside down. The blessings of God in the heart of a believer, in the life of a believer, can never be taken away. You know, even when this life is gone, the world to come is a solid happiness, a solid joy for the one who has treasures in heaven. So we see the treasures of heaven, eternal life, righteousness, and happiness, sure and solid happiness, sure and solid righteousness, and that life which never passes away. Who can find this in the, on earth? Who can find righteousness on earth? Nobody. There's none righteous on earth. We can never become righteous. One of the great to the was at so. Obi and yet the was at so. Who can have one and it ah one of the enemy? There's nothing. In this world, today we are happy, tomorrow we are sad. Not also. Today we are strong, tomorrow we are sick. Today we own here, tomorrow we are in need. Today we are okay, next day we are in pain. That's all the world is about. Everybody have their faults, their rich, their poor, we all have our troubles. You see? because this world is cursed. God has cursed the world. In Genesis, he told Adam, because you have sinned, thorns and it's going to come out of the earth, and you are going to sweat before you eat. And when the Lord Jesus Christ came, he came to die so that the troubles of this life, he has not taken them away. He will finally take them away for believers when he comes again. But for our souls to be quiet, for our souls to be happy, for our souls to have that freedom with God, we have it. You see? So the salvation that Lord Jesus Christ gives us, we call it, it will be perfect in glory. For now, we have what it takes for us to be able to live here to please God. If you come to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, he gives you what it takes to really know God, to trust him, to draw comfort and peace from him while you are in this world. But the troubles of life, when we have this peace and comfort in our heart, and that communion with God, the troubles of this life are nothing to us. See? Because when the heart is quiet and peaceful, nothing can shake the person. When we have Christ in us, the troubles of this life is nothing to us. See? Because he holds us. It's like a refuge. While we go through this life, he keeps us. And when troubles come, we cry to him, he holds us up. And so when we come to die, and then all when he comes again. So those believers who have died, they've entered into glory. You know what the Apostle Paul says? It is better for him to, he wished to die to go and be with the Lord. Why does he want to? It's not that he hates life. It's because immediately a Christian dies, he's now free from all the troubles of this life. Because in heaven, where the Lord Jesus Christ is, there is no trouble there. So, but for us, so long as we are here, though the troubles will come, and we have what it takes, like a car, and a car has a shock, that also, we call it shocks. What's the use of the shocks? It really takes the bumps and the shaking, so that when you are driving, you don't feel the thing that the car will hit. You see, that's how it is. Like faith in the Lord Jesus will bring us to that point where the troubles of life does not really affect us. It doesn't affect our happiness. The true believer's happiness are affected by the troubles of this life, because there is that peace which the Spirit communicates to the hearts of the believer. Because there's that entire trust in the Lord. You know why people are often worried? There's no hope. See, they think that the things of this life, if it's gone, there's nothing else. But the believer have more than the things of this life. God himself is his possession. You see, God and all his power, his wisdom, and everything is for the believer. So that when troubles come, I know God is wise. God is overall. He's my father. You know, when a child is closer to the father or the parent, and he's playing, he doesn't think of anything because the parents are around. But when he's away, the child becomes careful because the parents are not around, maybe supervise him or her. That's how it is. The one who knows that God is his God or her God, I know that God is near. I can call on him. You know, if you read the Psalms, how David describes, he calls on God and God hears him. And this gives him hope in times of trouble. Because God is my, when I call him, he said that God is so closer to him than anyone else. You see? Because God, the one who is the all powerful God and all wise God, he is with me. I can call on him to help me. And my heart is quiet, you see? So, the things of heaven bring us this thing, the treasures of heaven bring this thing to us. And as sinners who are deficient of these things, because of our sinfulness, only the Lord Jesus Christ can secure these things for us. You see? Only he can. In Ephesians 1 verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. So all the treasures, the blessings that the Lord Jesus Christ is talking about here, God will give it to us if we come to Lord Jesus Christ. Or if we are in him, then we have received it. It is through him that God blesses us with all the treasures of heaven. Is what is being called spiritual blessings in heavenly places It is given to us in Christ Jesus. You see, as sinners, we lack the means to have them. But for us, if we come to Lord Jesus Christ, He gives, God gives it to us, because when the Lord Jesus Christ came to the earth to suffer and die on the cross of Calvary, He secured for us who come and believe in Him forgiveness of sin and all that we need, all that we need to be able to come closer to God, to be joined again to God, or to reconcile to God, and then to be able to walk with Him and to be able to enjoy all that He gives to His people. The Lord Jesus Christ secured this thing for us. And that if, when our sins are forgiven us through Him, then all these blessings also flow to us, you see. Because of our sinfulness, we don't have access to these things. We cannot. We have no means to attain them. And then when our sins are forgiven us, then the treasures of heaven become ours to own. You see? Because you know why? In heaven, there's no sin there. In heaven, no sinner have a part in heaven. So and how can I have the blessings of heaven if I'm a sinner? The chance of him and one be any more. And the whole moon shall the whole moon your man is so the person whose sins have been forgiven, God freely gives these blessings or these treasures of heaven. So only Lord Jesus Christ can help us to secure these things. In Him alone, when we come in Him, when we come by faith and trust in Him, and we repent of sin and believe in Him, He only can secure for us these things. And then we are sure that God will bring them to us, you see. But the question is, have you believed in Jesus Christ? We are thinking of treasures of heaven, but have you believed in Him? Have you placed your hope in Him? Have you sought Him? Have you gone to Him to ask Him to forgive you? Have you placed your hope of heaven in the Lord Jesus Christ? Many people think to have heaven by their own ideas, but have you come to the Lord Jesus Christ? We are sinners. We cannot have the access to the blessings of heaven. We are deprived of it because of our sinfulness. You see, for all our sin and come short of the glory of God. God will never give us the blessings of heaven because we lack that stand where we are able to secure them. Sorry. So only the Lord Jesus Christ can help us. So my question to you again is, have you believed in Him? Is He your hope of heaven? What heaven? Have you placed your hope of heaven in Him? Why do you know that? Yes, Christ will know. So, or the one in charge, Sura Himemu, I Japadia, Sura Himemu, and your mind, so on, young body of mine. Why do you know that? What about in charge? Also, will that heaven know? Will that Yes, Christ will say, will that, you know, and I'm sure also be in heaven. Have you come to Him? Have you sought Him? Have you repented of your sin? That's the question. Verse 22 to close. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. What the Lord Jesus Christ added this is that He wants us not to deceive ourselves. See? Because you know why? Everybody, have you believed in Jesus Christ? Yes, I have believed in Him. Do you have a hope that when He comes to be in heaven? Yes, I have that hope. How are you sure? The Lord Jesus Christ says, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. What He's saying is this. If truly you have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, and truly heaven is yours, your desires, your hopes, your whole purpose of life will be about Him, and it is His treasures which He has secured for you. That's what it means. The Bible breakers, I give you today, oh, heaven is here, but it's also called, say, baby, I woke up at the end of the day. So the way we come here, who said? Said, on person of the other, I was a magic history. They are happy, I made the answer. I'm not going to pray. And your sister, and you request magic history, not happy, and what they are. Honor, so I come out. Honor, so I proud about who won the air on the boat and a horse. I want to know. Yes, Christo. On our side, Wakuma. Anyway, that's war. And no, I wish you would be ourselves. Any Ninyoma, a strong Yoma said, Sene Yeni, Nijene, Ahotoswa, and it down for not my mind. And then I said, Abrahwe, a year idea we need, and that's what we need. Friends, if the Lord Jesus Christ and heaven is not your, the thing that you have placed your desires on, your hopes in, and that is not that which really regulates your life on earth, you cannot claim that you have also known Him. You cannot claim that heaven is yours. As I said, where your treasure is, that is where your heart will be. The Lord Jesus Christ and heaven and the things of this earth, which one of them takes, which have chief place in your heart? Yes, Christ, or they are striking him. They born a fat chain in a straw, the Japadi or the Mayan. And they were proud boy, wouldn't your mouth over. And would you hear a song come out? Ask yourself, which one, Christ and heaven, and your life on earth and the things that you are doing, which one is important to you? If you are able to make a right decision, you know that the Lord Jesus Christ and His things that are important. So you set your heart aright. That's why they set your heart aright. Because after the Lord Jesus Christ said this, He said that where your treasure is, your heart will be there. Where is your heart? Where is your desires? Where is your thinking? Where is your joy? In what thing do you find happiness in this world? And you are paying when we need you. That will tell you if heaven is where your treasure is. So friend, where is your treasure? Is it in this life? Is it in this life or in the Lord Jesus Christ? Faith in Him. Trust and hope in Him to forgive my sins and to seek all my blessings of eternity from Him. That when I come to die, when I go and stand before God, because of what He has done on the cross of Calvary, God has nothing against me. And each and every day, living my life, this is my only hope, and this is my only joy. Let the world, whatever happened to me in this world, this is what I pursue. That my heart is always right with God, because Christ has died for me, and that I am ever seeking to give myself to Him. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. That's what God says. Seek Him, and then by that your heart will be set aright. If you don't seek Him, your heart will never be set aright. Your heart will be turning after things of this world for happiness, for peace, for comfort, for well-being, and then you are rather having a lost enterprise. Friend, be sure to set your heart on Jesus, else you'll be a loser when life closes for you. Share Seodo Christo. Now, come on, that is so. Ne bonifacio de ma, and ne jumo dia maya de boyo fo. And then ensure the my free so Christ said, no, I come down so yes, that's it. Obey it within Google. Because when you come to die, you are placed in the casket, you are taken to the grave, everything is gone. It's left with you and your God. And where your heart is, that's where your treasure is. Friends, think about this. And may the Lord help you that you set your heart aright. And that the words of our dear Savior will be so joyful for us so that we can think of them and really know that this is advice which none of us can really throw away. It's the most important thing for us. May the Lord help us as we think about it. Let's pray.